Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Leon Culberson. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting third. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Partee. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Lucier. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Lou Lucier. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quel. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ralph Hodgson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Grant. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tom Turner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Humphries. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Johnny Humphries. And now, play ball. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake takes first base on ball four. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a pop-up for an out with unknown description. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Culberson. Appling reaches second base with a double. Joe Quel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quel takes first base on ball four. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson takes first base on ball four. Appling moves to third. Quel moves to second. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a pop-up for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons strikes out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Culberson who is chasing the ball. Turner reaches third base with a triple. Johnny Humphries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucier has Turner trapped off third. He fires to home, and Turner is out at the plate. Two outs. Johnny Humphries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphries strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker. Partee reaches second base with a double. Lou Lucier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucier hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0 for 1 in the game. Culberson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lake takes first base on ball 4. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 1 in the game. Tucker strikes out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0 for 1 in the game. Lupien hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor juggles the ball. That's an error on Tabor. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Culberson. Moses reaches second base with a double. Callaway moves to third. Jimmy Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0 for 1 in the game. Grant hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Callaway scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Turner strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Humphries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphries is 0 for 1 in the game. Humphries strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabor hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Partee hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Lou Lucier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucier is 0-for-1 in the game. Lucier hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0-for-2 in the game. Culberson hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Lucier moves to second. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Lake hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Hodgin. Lake reaches second base with a double. Lucier scores. Culberson moves to third. It's Red Sox, 1, White Sox, 1. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-2 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. QL hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-2 in the game. Lupien hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker who is chasing the ball. Lupien reaches third base with a triple. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Doerr hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lupien scores. One out. It's 2-1. Red Sox. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabor hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hodgin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-2 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Moses hits a line drive into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Grant hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Partee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Lucier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lucier hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Culberson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker. Culberson reaches second base with a double. Lucier moves to third. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Lake strikes out. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Appling. Lucier scores. Culberson scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Lupien hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Doerr hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Turner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Guy Curtwright pinch hits for Johnny Humphreys. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Culberson. Curtwright reaches second base with a double. Turner goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2 Red Sox. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-3 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. QL hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Haynes now pitching. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-3 in the game. Tabor hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Partee takes first base on ball 4. Lou Lucier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lucier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Partee moves to second. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Culberson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Grant hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Lake hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-4 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Lupien hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Doerr hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Turner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moose Soltis pinch hits for Joe Haynes. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-4 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey P. Ark in Chicago.